Hello, everyone. Welcome to the DPP Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mondes. This is episode number 369 for September 30th, 2025.
Welcome to the Disney Pins Blog Podcast, the latest news on Disney pin trading and collecting from around the world.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I don't have anything for housekeeping this week, so we'll just get right into the pin news. First one to start off with ourselves at DPP Store. We didn't have any exclusive pin releases last week, but we did have two new Artland pins arrive in the store. One features Dumbo, 3 inches in size with a circular design, and the other one features Ratatouille, Remy and Linguini. Both of those are limited edition of 200, and we still have a few available in the store. And then for our exclusive pin release this week, it is going to feature the very last pin in the Muppets Stained Glass collection. I'm assuming it's going to be selling out very quickly, so keep an eye out this Thursday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time at dppstore.com. All right, next up is Disney Store. They had a new pin release for the Mickey Mouse Club 70th anniversary. It is a two-pin set featuring Donald Duck and the Gong. Limited edition of 1,200, and the price is $30. That released on Tuesday, September 30th, and sold out pretty quickly. Next up is Box Lunch. They had two new blind box pin sets that released. The first one features Zootopia. These actually have little dangle charm elements. There are 6 pins in total, one randomly selected per box, and the price is $12.90. That is a pre-order and is expected to ship next month in October. And then there was also a new Tangled Lanterns hinged pin set. Also 6 pins in total here. 1 pin per box, and the price is $16.90. That's also a pre-order expected to ship next month. Next up is Figpin. They had a new mystery pin set that released featuring Spider-Man. This is series 1 of your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. There's 1 pin per box, and the price is $10. You have a chance at common, uncommon, rare, super rare, hyper rare, and ultra rare pins. Next up is Stu Pins in the UK. They have a pin event coming up, and they are releasing an exclusive Disney pin. It is called the Great British Pin Convention. It is held November 8th through the 9th, 2025. And they are releasing a Figaro pin that is limited edition of 300. This is officially licensed by Disney and exclusive to Disney Pin Trading Worldwide and Stu Pins. Details are in the blog post at disneypinsblog.com. Next up is Pink Alamode. They had a new Star Wars Halloween glow-in-the-dark pin set. There are 6 pins in total. Special edition of 200, and the price is $125. They feature Darth Vader, the Ewok, Yoda, Stormtrooper, R2-D2, and C-3PO. Next up is Lorcana, the trading card game. They had a new set of pins that they released for Fabled. They feature Gaston, Aurora, and Lilo. Those are handed out at game shops while playing Lorcana. All right, next we'll head overseas. First up is Disneyland Paris. They had their October flyer release, and this month features lots of good pins featuring Disney villains, Hannah Montana, Camp Rock, High School Musical, Mickey and Friends, The Emperor's New Groove, 25th Anniversary, and more. And then next is Shanghai Disney Resort. They had a few new Halloween 2025 pin sets. First is a Mickey and Friends mystery pin set. 7 pins in total here. All feature a ticket design. Then there is a Winnie the Pooh mystery pin set, kind of like a pastel color. There are 8 pins in total there. And then lastly was a Zootopia 4-pin set, all with Halloween and autumn vibes. And then lastly, we have Disney Parks in America. I haven't spotted any new open editions, so we're just going to cover the limited editions this week at Disney Parks. There was supposed to be the Magic Kingdom 54th anniversary pin, but it didn't drop today. The cast members at MK said they were holding it for tomorrow instead, the official anniversary date on October 1st. So that is supposed to release tomorrow at Frontier Trading Post. And then I think there was a new Disneyland exclusive today for the Disneyland Hotel, but I don't have an image of that pin yet. So we'll just cover the shared pin releases on both coasts. First up is the Nightmare Before Christmas Build-A-Pin set. This one comes with the base, as well as Jack Skellington and Zero. 3 pins here. It is limited release, and the price is $34.99. And then there are three pins featuring the Mickey Mouse Club 70th anniversary, again, released on both coasts, Disneyland and Walt Disney World. First is the Mickey Lenticular TV pin. This is limited release and the price is $19.99. Second was Mickey playing the piano. This one is limited edition of $2,000 and the price is $22.99. And then lastly is the Mini Jumbo Band pin. That is limited edition of $1,500 and the price is $44.99. All those I just mentioned released on Tuesday, September 30th. All right, so that's going to do it for episode number 369, your September 2025 Week 5 Disney Pin News. Thank you very much for listening and watching. Hope you have a great rest of your week. See ya.